Thank you for joining us for the fourth and the final session. We talked at the last session about the effects of anxiety on our thoughts, feelings, and behavior. Now we want to look at how to cope. How do we cope? First of all, we may need to sit down and make some lifestyle adjustments. And under lifestyle adjustments, first on the list I would talk about is time out. Always make time out for yourself. There is a practice that many of us are not enjoying, or we don't do, or we have lost. And that is just spending time with yourself to think. You are not reading, you are not watching TV, you are not fiddling with your phones. You are just taking the time out. Sometimes it's also good to take a walk, an early morning walk or a late evening walk. If you have a farm or a garden, take a walk in the garden and just take in the air. When last did you take time to listen to the chirping of a bird? We're so busy, so we don't even know how a bird sounds. We've built houses with interlocking tiles. We can't even feel the ground, the soft ground, the smell of the early rain, you know, the dew, you know. Take time out. Also, another lifestyle adjustment is your meals, the food that you eat. Remember, man, we said in the last session, man is spirit, soul, and body. In the second session, eat balanced meals. What are you eating? And when I talk about eating, I like to look at it three ways. Spiritually, what are you eating? What kind of stuff do you feed your spirit with? With our spirit, we contact God. What quality meals are we feeding ourselves? Then in our minds, what are we feeding ourselves with? What are the books that we read? How do they help us in understanding ourselves and in improving ourselves and in improving our relationships with one another? Then what are we feeding ourselves physically? Take care of your body. Take care of your body. Exercise. As you grow older, you need to take care of a lot of these things. Then get enough sleep. That's very important. Get enough sleep. I say to people all the time, I think my favorite pastime is to sleep. I don't know. I've never used a sleeping pill. I just hit the bed and I try to sleep. And that's, I wake up feeling really good with myself. Deep breathing, relaxation, and that's important. Our brain works with the amount of oxygen that the blood carries to it. So it's important for us to take deep breaths. Just breathe in deeply and breathe out gently. Breathe in deeply, taking enough air, and breathe out gently. Then breathe in deeply, count 1 to 5, and then breathe out gently as you count back 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do that very early in the morning, do that very early, late in the evening, 5 times, you know, each time. And as you do that, just relax, play some soft music in the background, and all of that will also go a long way to help. Keep an anxiety journal that will help you in self-discovery. It will help you see what makes you anxious, helps you discover why you are anxious. It will help you also discover who in your life, what person around you makes you anxious, and what you can do to either change the way you are thinking, change your reaction to people and things, change your mindset, your predetermined way of assessing situation, and probably change people that are in your space that may be leading to or causing you anxiety. And then finally, most importantly, you will need to talk to a professional. Many times it's also good to unburden. It's also good to share your burdens with people. I talk a lot about burdens. Burdens are not supposed to be carried alone. They're supposed to be shared. Load is what you carry alone. That's your daily living issues. But when it comes to burdens, you may need to talk to somebody. You may need to, within a professional environment, speak to someone who can help empathize with what you are going through and help you find practical ways to solve whatever it is that may be making you anxious, or to make it more bearable and make your life more worth living. I hope that these four sessions have been of help to you. You can feel free to contact us. Our contact is on this web address, and just simply reach out to us. We are here to help. Thank you very much.